This is URN Sport.
The big game, arguably, in that group is Mönchengladbach versus Inter. I've picked out Alassane Plié as my player to watch in this game, and it's definitely going to be an interesting game.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Borussia Mönchengladbach are flying at the moment. I mean, he's even got, is it Valentino Lazzaro playing like right mid for them, who was on loan at Newcastle last season? Like, it's, I don't know if you saw it, but I think it was last week he scored some like, or the week before, he's got a mad like scorpion kick in the league. I mean, it was only consolation, but yeah, they are definitely the surprise package this year. So we'll move on to Group C, which sees Manchester City top, who have already qualified, on 12 points. Porto closely behind on 9 points. Olympiacos on 3. And Marseille are rock bottom on no points at all. They've managed to lose a record 13 consecutive Champions League games. So I don't think they'll be picking up any more, to be honest with you. The strength of the other teams has shone through, and Andres Villas-Boas has kind of, you know, his team have not been performing in the UCL at all this year.
With 7 minutes of the programme to go, I thought I would ask the panel about their thoughts ahead of this year's Sports Personality of the Year.
I'm going to say Jordan Henderson, but I mean, I can see that Lewis Hamilton would obviously be like very worthy of it as well. But I feel like the public sort of would see Lewis Hamilton as being like successful over many years, which is very true. And it's obviously still a great achievement. But on this year specifically, I think Jordan Henderson has obviously led Liverpool to win the title. And it's such an amazing, sort of incredible thing. And people really love football in Britain. So I can see Jordan Henderson getting a lot of votes, and he really deserves it.
I think Jordan Henderson, you know, he definitely deserves some credit after, you know, he's gone so underappreciated for ages, and you know, he's finally delivered that prestigious Premier League title to Liverpool. So I think he's definitely a worthy candidate. And as April said, the footballers are very popular with the public.
I'm edging towards similar to these guys. I suppose I'm not sure how much it is about their personality. I have met two of these chaps before.
Slide that one in, Reece. Yeah, just slide that one in, mate.
I've met Lewis Hamilton, and he was a nice guy. I've met Ronnie, and he refused to give me an ident for URN. So,
Why is he nominated?
Exactly.
Another game from last week, from the weekend, was Chiefs against Bucks. We previewed this a little bit on our podcast last week. I am a Chiefs fan, and I said I was a little bit worried. The Bucks have been playing well, and the scoreline, 27-24, the Chiefs won. I mean, it looks like quite a close score, but when I was watching the game, I was feeling really confident, especially the first half. The Chiefs got out to a really great start, and just looked like the better team.
Yeah, I personally thought the Chiefs almost dead and buried it at half time, and then they sort of didn't come out for the second half. I'm just looking at the box score now. You can see Tampa Bay got 14 points in the fourth quarter and tightened up the game, and they had a slight chance at maybe tying the game or bringing it to overtime. But then again, the Bucks haven't been this great team that we all expected. I know you were very worried about them, but they're 7-5. They've got a great roster. I'm just looking at it now. Tom Brady, 6 Super Bowls. Leonard Fournette, one of the great runners. Rob Gronkowski, great tight end. Mike Evans, fantastic wide receiver. And yet they have, and Antonio Brown, another person who's a fantastic wide receiver. And the Chiefs outplayed them. And that's something to be really praised by the Chiefs, because the Chiefs sometimes can just scrape by a big team, but they dominated this game. There's only one winner, and fair play to the Chiefs. They're just the better side at the moment. And I don't see another team beating the Chiefs for the rest of the year.
It's Tottenham Hotspur versus Arsenal, probably the biggest game of the week. Benji, you're predicting an Arsenal win. Well done. You're being a very good fan, of course. But we just want to talk through the game a little bit, what we think might happen, the interesting individual battles that might take place. And I personally think Spurs will win. But Benji, I want to hear your argument. Why do you think Arsenal can finally break their ducks at White Hart Lane since, was it 2013 the last time?
2014. Thomas Brzezinski's super strike. Okay, so firstly,
do I actually believe that we're going to win? That's my heart speaking, not my head speaking. I don't believe we're going to win. I predicted it, but you have to be positive as a fan. And if we are going to win, it's going to be 2-1. I just hope that Thomas Partey comes back. If Thomas Partey comes back, he's the key to Arsenal winning, because we saw him against Manchester United. He was the man of the match. He pressed us forward. He made so many tackles, and he caused Paul Pogba, McTominay, Bruno so many nightmares. And I don't think Arsenal are capable of winning this game without him. We'll have to see if he plays. But anyway, after the Europa League, which seems to be like a time where Arsenal play a more attacking brand of football that's attractive on the eye, I really enjoyed watching it this week. But like, one thing that was really interesting and caught my eye is Lacazette's move to a more number 10, number 8 position. And he really asserted his role there. He was incredible. He scored a super strike from 30 yards. He was being the creative outlet, to be honest. So I think we should trial that out against Tottenham. Lacazette is very good against Spurs. He often gets a goal. But like, I want to, because we're lacking creativity, I want to move Lacazette into that number 10 role and hope that Arsenal could do better from here. Willian tends to turn up against Spurs, and hopefully Aubameyang can end his drought.